Now, folks, we invite all of you to get aboard and join the crowd for a very realistic cruise down the river. Our captain and our tour guide is Myron Florin.
And ladies and gentlemen, while we're watching the beautiful scenery, let's get together and sing a happy song. Who knows, we may discover another Joe Feeney, Guy and Ralna, Charlie Perlato.
KABU presents A Bit of Badly Imagined History, a play we are calling Oregon, What Went Wrong? Subtitled, Cruising Down the River. As our playlet opens, it is sometime in the early 19th century. I don't know the year. What do you think, that I'm some kind of frickin' history major? No, I'm an announcer at KABU and I suspect, one that's dumber than most. Anyway, two Army lifers, Lieutenant William Clark and Captain Meriwether Lewis, along with an indigenous woman by the name of Sacagawea, are paddling a canoe down the Columbia River, daydreaming and checking out the scenery. They are on a voyage of discovery.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon, an old accordion playing.
Come on, Clark, sing along with me. Nothing like singing and paddling a canoe down a river in the middle of nowhere. Well, actually not the middle, maybe more on the left side of nowhere.
Meriwether? Captain Lewis, can I ask a question?
Yes. What is it now, Clark?
Are we there yet?
No! Sweet Jesus, Bill, you've asked the same bloody question every 2 minutes, ever since we crossed the Mississippi 6 months ago.
Actually, he's been asking every 90 seconds, according to my wrist sundial.
And your smart-ass Native American humor hasn't made the trip any easier.
What do you say we pull into shore and take a break? I need to drain the snake something fierce.
All right, I could use a break myself. Oh, wow, just smell the clean, fresh morning air, would you? And look at those trees, that beautiful clear river. You know, this place would be an ideal site for my plan.
You got a plan, Lewis? What's it all about?
Oh, you wouldn't understand, Billy boy. Hold your questions. Right now, I'm going to fill my canteen with this river water. Oh my, look at all those beavers over there.
Where? Where? Oh, you mean those useless little animals with the buck teeth? I thought maybe you spotted some native maidens frolicking naked in the waters of the river. Sure fooled me, Mer. Fool me once, I'm an idiot. Fool me twice.
You're still an idiot. Interpreting, as you did, an observation of nature as a sexist remark.
I wouldn't drink that river water if I were you, White Eyes. These waters are sacred to the native inhabitants. Also, we're a quarter mile downstream from a tribal village's raw sewage outlet.
Yeah, water's most likely chock full of E. coli.
Oh, gag me with a spoon. So, what are we supposed to drink?
One of the tribes hereabouts is known for producing some really knockout high-octane pilsner. I can easily pick up a couple of growlers.
You must be joking. Liquor? Why, as I've often informed you, this journey of exploration has been funded by the Martha Washington Temperance and Line Dancing Society. They would have a shit tizzy if they ever found out that booze so much as touched the lips of this crew.
What if we chug-a-lugged it, never letting it touch our lips?
Have it your way, boss. Drink the river water. Did I mention it's also loaded with beaver pee? Now, the upside of it is, it's an old Indian remedy for the jock itch that's been nagging you. The downside is studies have shown drinking Columbia River water will also turn you into a lesbian. We are downstream from Hanford, you know.
Thank you for that update, Sacagawea. I'm afraid I have to take a chance on becoming lesbian.
Becoming more of a lesbian.
It does taste much like beaver pee.
And how would you know that?
Never mind. Oh, what a glorious and almost pristine wilderness this is. It's such a perfect place to carry out my plan.
And what plan is that?
My plan is for this land. I call it my land plan.
Please regale us with the detail of your plan for this land, Kemosabe.
Very well, Sacagawea, faithful Indian guide. I foresee this vast, verdant forest being bulldozed to make way for people riding bicycles, gorging themselves on planked salmon, and getting blotto on that craft beer you speak so highly of. This spot right here, where we put our short, funny boat ashore, nearby will be the annual home of a massive music festival. Maybe three or four. I foresee building barely affordable housing on hip neighborhoods, chock-a-block with bikini coffee stands and off-leash dog parks. Yes, apartments stretching to the far horizon, to infinity and beyond. We will clear-cut these lovely trees and turn them into funny party hats and paper grocery bags.
Won't there be any plastic shopping bags?
Yes, but not for long. But there will be bark dust. Lots and lots of bark dust for the lawns of people who can actually afford houses. And after stripping the bark from them, we'll replace these very trees we see before us with one very huge building. A center for promoting responsible forestry practices. We will call it the Forestry Center.
This is a plan that truly doesn't lack for irony, does it?
Thousands upon thousands of citizens, almost all of them white, naturally, will come to this land where they will labor in suburban workshops. They will do many productive things, like come up with creative ways of cooking and serving offal, invent fiestas where people pedal through the streets bare-ass naked, design and outsource for manufacture colorful, horribly expensive shoes and athletic gear.
What about the natives of this area? Where do the Indians fit into your grand plan, man?
Very likely this gentrified place will be too pricey for your descendants, Sacagawea. Your noble great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will have to move elsewhere. Troutdale, maybe. Forest Grove. Gresham. Maybe even further away into the beautiful barren deserts east of us. Maybe they will form their own cities and give them names like Sleater-Kinney.
Or perhaps Milton Freewater?
But what shall we call this place right here?
Given all these furry creatures in the area, how about calling it Beaverton?
Good God, no! Get serious!
Since you're going to hack down and market all the trees, why not call it Selwood or Stumptown, Rip City?
Wait, I will call my beautiful dream city of the future Portland. Portland, Oregon.
Oregon? What the fuck does that mean, Lewis?
Absolutely nothing. It's a nonsense word I just made up. I get to make up names because I am in command of this important voyage of discovery.
Ha! Some voyage. Secondhand batter canoe. Two incompetent white bobbleheads who couldn't find their asses with both hands in the flashlight. And me stuck with them for 2,000 miles.
Hey, Meriwether. Why did we have to hire Sacagawea as our guide?
Government employment program. As with most 19th century guides to the American wilderness, Bill, Sacagawea is a native Indian. She instinctively knows where we are and where we're headed.
And for those occasions where I don't, we've got this terrific GPS gizmo I bought from Amazon before we left.
Too bad she doesn't instinctively know how to cook. Every night we've got to choke down her signature platters of saffron succotash and squirrel jerky.
Hey, pal, you think this is some bloody Holland America cruise? Buffet table and mimosas for breakfast on the poop deck? All I've got to work with is a bag of dead squirrels and some gluten-free shake and bake.
Don't know why we couldn't have taken one of them Holland American cruise ships to get here.
That was the plan, Bill, but Republicans in Congress filibustered it down to this silly, skinny, little three-person boat.
Canoe?
God bless you. What do we get out of this ludicrous dream voyage?
Allow me to once again to read the appropriate sections of our enabling directive. To wit, white, male, non-Indian survivors of the voyage each get $137.49, some coupons good at any grocery outlet, a nice write-up in the Mercury, and I get to name a college after me. I believe I'll cite it over there on the opposite shore. Meriwether State.
Looks like there's already a school over there, Lou. Sign says, read something or other. Has a red flag with a hammer and sickle flying over it.
A college named Reed? That will never do. Sounds like some sinkhole for hipster offspring of the liberal wing's 1%. I'll put my school over here on this side instead.
Awesome. Now, where are we going to put the University of Clark?
University of... You're kidding, right? And your school will teach what? Paddling and babbling 101? Good lord! Oh, all right. We'll call our school Lewis and Clark College. We'll give this country what it needs most. Lawyers!
When will I get my name put on some institution of higher learning?
Oh my goodness! Why, never, of course. You're but a savage, and a female savage at that.
Story of my life. Never a tomahawk close by when you need one.
Okay. Have it your way. What say I make you an adjunct professor of the Lewis and Clark Native American Studies Department?
Adjunct professor? Shit. Work for Walmart wages with no hope of getting tenure? Screw that, pal.
Never mind, then. Get in the canoe and let's get moving.
Hey, Murr.
What now?
When did you get to be a captain? You were a lieutenant, just like me, when we began this trip.
Yeah. Got a telegram from President Jefferson. Came airmail. Carrier pigeon. Told me I'd been promoted to captain.
Wowee. Did the president say anything about me?
Yeah, he mentioned he caught wind of your strong body odor all the way from here to Washington, D.C.
You talking about this letter that's been in the bottom of the canoe? This is your letter, right, Murr? Let me open it and see if the president has anything nice to say about me.
That's a private correspondence, Bill. I wouldn't.
Hey, it don't say nothing about you being a captain. It just says, thank you for donating $5 to the committee to re-elect President Jefferson.
Oh, how are we going to make it to Astoria before the weather changes? That will make it so difficult to build our overwinter quarters. And we've got to get cracking on that full report on beachcombing possibilities before we turn back.
Astoria? Nobody ever told me nothing about no overwinter stay in fucking Astoria. There ain't nothing there but a Taco Bell, a bait store, and a Les Schwab. Find your own lane home, suckers. I'm out of here.
Hey, she went over the side.
Don't worry, she can swim. She's a regular beaver.
Isn't that a sexist remark?
How do you figure that? Paddle, Bill. Put your back into it. Head for the coon. We'll make camp for the night and feast on leftover succotash and squirrel jerky.
Think they might have a food truck or two over there, Murr? I'd die for a koi fusion and some kombucha about now.
They have nothing worthwhile over there, Lieutenant. It's a place full of evangelicals, coin-op laundries, and oriental nail salons. The next frontier, they say.
Hey, if I donate $5 to President Jefferson's next campaign, you think I can make captain too?
No, but you will make it into the history books one day as the second in command of my famous voyage. And don't forget those grocery warehouse coupons. Now paddle.
Cruising down the river... Oregon, What Went Wrong, was brought to you by the good people at KABU. Remember, there's no better community radio station in Portland because there's no other community radio station in Portland. We've all you've got, so remember that the next time we have a membership drive. Players tonight were...
Rolf.
Tom.
Isabel.
Thank you for listening. Your announcer was M. Watson Dodge, who also wrote this thing.
Now this is some history all about how a little group went west and what they found. And I'd like to take a minute, just settle right in. I'll tell you all about the Lewis and Clark Expedition. 1803, President Jefferson paid 50 million francs for some new territory, but that wasn't enough. He wanted more, find a Pacific waterway and explore. Knew a couple of guys who weren't too busy, put together a team called the Corps of Discovery, set off for adventure, and Jefferson said, I've got a lot riding on this, so don't end up dead. Sailed up the Missouri, day after day, searching for that northwest pathway. Encountered all these animals that were new. Crew looked at each other and said, this is kinda cool. Reached the Mandan village after first snow, then the temperature dropped to 45 below. Is this what to expect in this new land? We might need a new plan. Met Sacagawea and her fur trading husband. Odds to make it west now better than they had been. Smooth sailing west until they hit the mountains. Came across Shoshones while out scouting. The chief was the brother of Sacagawea. Gave her a big hug and said, it's good to see ya. They were very helpful, those kind Shoshones. A route through the mountains and some ponies. Coming down the mountain, food was scarce. Met a new tribe, the Nez Perce. Offered food and trees that cut down a few. Hollowed them out to make some canoes.